Red Business with Jonathan Healy.
Hi there, and thanks very much for joining us. Coming up on this episode, we're going to talk about Italian movies and Brazilian food, both coming to Cork. But first of all, let's talk music. Live at the Marquee, finally back after 2 years. And the lineup announced in the last few days is really, really impressive. We've got the Coronas, Olivia Rodrigo, Tommy Tiernan, Darrow Breed and Christy Moore, and lots more to come. It's great to see such activity and the opportunity to go back to gigs as well. The Marquee is the brainchild of Irish music entrepreneur Peter Aiken. Hiya, Peter.
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm very well. Look, I suppose we have to begin by talking about the Ed Sheeran gigs. They were great for everyone who went to them. How are they for you from the promoter side?
Oh, they're great. It's amazing to be involved with an artist like Ed, and also with a production like that. You know, he's really, you know, he's pushed the boat out and come up with, every time you think you've seen everything in live music and live production, somebody else comes and does something completely different, and that's what he's done. And you know, to put a he's always been known as being a solo artist, but he put a band around him, and then he's come up with that amazing spectacle, you know, that I don't know if we'll ever, anybody will ever top it, you know, unless he does it himself.
Yeah, that is possibly the challenge he set himself, all right. The fact that you had Barkey Queeve full to the rafters two nights in a row, I know we've had a dearth of concerts, Peter, and we're desperate to kind of get out there. Does it show the appetite we have for live music?
Yeah, definitely. There's huge interest in live music. There always has been, you know. I mean, it's well documented that Ireland punches well above its, I think it's the biggest concert going population in the world, you know. And everybody knows it, and that's why it is attractive to people, because there's such an appetite and such a, you know, you can see the reaction that Ed gets in got in Cork and Limerick and Dublin. And I've been to gigs all around the world, and I've seen artists, and it's true, they don't get that type of reaction anywhere else, you know.
What I found unusual about the gig, and it was a good thing, was that you had grannies, you had people of our age, and you had small children, all at the same event, all enjoying themselves, committed to an artist across generations, which is rare.
But I think that's why we're such a big concert-going public. You know, people, they go to everything, you know, and it's the same when we did Bruce Springsteen. You have three or four, you know, you have three generations out of the same. That why Garth Brooks is such a success, is that it's all age groups go to it. You know, we don't, Irish people don't tend to pigeonhole themselves into anything, you know. They love all sport, rugby, Gaelic football, soccer. So it's the same with, thank God, with the concert industry. And a lot of countries around the world, people are, you know, they're either into rock music, or they're into pop music, or they're into folk music. But in Ireland, we seem to be into everything, and that's great. And it's a testament to, you know, also the great radio stations we have all over Ireland that play, that aren't just playing top 20, but play everything, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Ed, you're speaking on Ed FM, as it became for a couple of days. We've added the R again now, just purely for licensing reasons.
Great job.
The one thing that we missed, though, was the Marquee. And 2 years, I mean, I have two gigs that I have to go on the Marquee that were put off and put off. And it's back. I mean, has the tent been out your back garden all this time, Peter?
No, we bring that in. The same for the tent people. They've had no work for 2 years, so you know they're delighted to be getting back, and the stage as well, they have, you know, we bring that in from Malta, the stage, so they've had no work for 2 years either, you know.
So this year we can look forward with confidence, these events are going to happen, we can say that now, thank God. What can people look forward to?
Well, it's a wide range, and I mean, we're bringing in possibly the biggest female pop star in the world at the moment in Olivia, you know, and then we're bringing back crowd favourites like Chic and Nile Rodgers and Chic. Crowded House make their debut. Pet Shop Boys are making their debut in Cork. You know, then, you know, we have everything like from the phenomena that is Joanne McNally. She's sold out 50 nights in Vicar Street. She's got a sold out night in Cork. To the old stalwart, you know, the stalwarts of Tommy Tiernan, Darrow Breen, and John Bishop is doing two nights. To, you know, Flat Out Rock in the National, Simply Red, and the great Irish acts and the Coronas, you know. So it's, and also Christy Moore, who's again has got another sold out show. So it's a testament to the Cork people, how much they like the Marquee and how much they go to it, you know, because again, when you look at the numbers and the amount of people that are coming to it, you know, it shows you why Cork, if it had an arena, it would be a very successful arena, you know.
For me, it just stands out that it's such a versatile space. You can put anything you want into the Marquee.
Anything.
You know, you can have a great music concert on a Wednesday, followed by a comedian on a Thursday. Both sell out and everybody has a good time. We need that in Cork, don't we?
Oh, definitely. You know, and it's been good. And it's been a great experience since the day I went in there, the first day. And you know, dealing with Cork City Council and all, you know, and then the police and all the local authorities, couldn't be more helpful, you know, that's to be honest. And, you know, and the artists love it. That's why they keep coming back and people keep asking about it. They don't even say Cork now. They just ask me about, can they play the Marquee next summer? But you have to get the right balance. You know, you can't have too much rock. You can't have too much pop. You can't have too much comedy. You know, you have to have, to be able to do 21 nights, you need to have that diversity, you know. Hmm. And it's great when you bring it up. You know, Olivia's going to close it now. I mean, the next time she comes to Ireland, she's going to be doing four nights at the Point or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, you have a track record there in the Marquee. I remember Pink coming there when she was Pink really hitting the ground, and you had her in the Marquee early.
Yeah, same as Lady Gaga, you know.
Yeah, you could spot
Gaga
these.
Lady Gaga was a big, you know, yeah, Bob Dylan, you know, and you think about it, Roger Waters and, you know, Neil Young playing it. I mean, these, you know, there was no reason they'd ever go to Cork before that, you know, so, and people like it, you know, they like the tent, they like the backstage, they like the catering, they like the Cork hotels, you know. I mean, I've never heard anybody not have a good experience going to Cork, you know.
Yeah, well, again, we open the arms with hospitality. That's one of the things we do. There were questions, of course, Peter, because that site is due for redevelopment. We know that, whether the Marquee would ever go ahead. You have it this year. I mean, is part of you always want to do something like this in Cork, even if that site's not available?
Yeah, of course. I mean, and Cork City Council are going out of their way to try to accommodate me in that as well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we've had two sites that we're looking at, but you know, a couple of years ago they said the Marquee site they're going to develop on it. So who knows what's going to happen in the future? You know.
Yeah. Well,
I seen the site in the paper there recently. It's gone up for sale.
Yeah. So again, we just don't know, and we'll cross every bridge when we come to it. The last 2 years have told us not to plan too far in advance. No. So when what night does the Marquee kick off?
It kicks off on the 27th of May, a couple of weeks away.
Okay, so we're in full swing, getting going, 21 nights. Tickets still available for some of the gigs, and I presume you can find out all the details, as always, on ticketmaster.ie.
Yeah.
Peter, keep them coming. We really enjoy the gigs. Thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The only show in town for Cork business. Red Business.
There are many reasons why people start their own business, with lockdown over the last few years bringing out inspiration for many. My next guest turned to cooking as a way to cope with postnatal depression, and actually recently opened her own Brazilian snack house on Kyle Street in the heart of Cork City. Renata Bertrand, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm very good. It's lovely to talk to you. The business, by the way, is called Golden Bites. I passed by it the other day. It's between the Cole Quay and North Main Street, and it's hard to miss, Renata. You've gone for pretty vibrant colours.
Yes, a really shiny yellow, something to remind the Brazilian sunshine.
Which we need, to be fair. We don't get much sunshine around here, so we'll take a little bit of imported sunshine. First of all, tell us about what you sell.
So there are snacks. My idea is bring to Cork, firstly, a new idea, a new concept of finger food for parties or even for a quick snack. So they are basically croquettes filled with, the most traditional one you have in Brazil is coxinha. Is that the main product you have in the shop? So with the croquette is a dough filled with chicken.
Oh, okay.
And then we have like different flavors inside. We have cheese and beef and ham and cheese. And also churros. The Brazilian style is churros. So is the dough with the filling inside. So all like in small bites, easy to eat, and that's all.
Yeah,
all
so
made with love.
Exactly. So it's finger food, but not as we know it. There's not a bit of brown bread in sight. It's very much based in the Brazilian tradition. Now, you're from Brazil, aren't you?
Yes, I am, from São Paulo.
And how long have you been in Cork?
Nearly 5 years. Will be 5 years in August.
Okay. And how did you find Cork when you first moved here, Renata?
I just fell in love at the first minute, actually. We actually came to... I really don't know how to explain. Maybe I think we just felt like so welcome here, and people in Cork, they are really friendly and welcoming. I don't know. I just felt in love. Like our first idea, my husband and I actually, was stay here just for 2 years, but then we just decided, yeah, that's the place we want to raise our kids and have our life for long, you know.
Well, it is Cork's benefit now that we're getting to sample the type of food that you're bringing here, because I don't know of any other place in Cork that's selling decent churros. That's the first thing. So you kind of have that market cornered.
Yes, yeah, that's good, because churros is something that is more popular. So people here, like, they are the locals are coming more because of the churros, because they know what the churros are, but they don't know, like, the way our churros is. So they are getting surprised with this, and they are trying the other products also. So
yeah,
it's been like a good experience.
And tell us about how you got into it, because you started cooking, I suppose, to relax and to deal with something that was going on in your life. I mentioned it earlier, but you might tell us about what started you down this road.
Yes, so in 2019, I just had my first baby, Eric, in September. And then after, I just started to feel like really bad. So I was just being at home. I wasn't ready to come back to work. I was afraid of actually to just leave my baby, I don't know, in a crash or with someone taking care of him, and come back to the normal life. So, but at the same time, I don't think it's fair. I say, like, being just a mom, because it's not just a mom. I'm used to say, like, I'm working more when I'm at home with them than when I'm doing, like, whatever. So, I was feeling like useless, you know. I think that's the best way to explain what I was feeling at the moment.
And what did cooking do to relieve some of that pressure? That's perfectly normal and understandable, and you're obviously not alone in that feeling. But how did cooking help you?
It's something that I always love to do, like cook. So I was following my mom's advice. She said, like, you need just to do something to keep your mind busy, or to do something that give you pleasure, you know. And then I started to cook just for some friends at first. And then I started to get some orders, because they start to talk in between, like, one friend recommend to the other. And then it just started to become a business.
Yes. And all of a sudden a light went on. I said, I can actually probably sell more of these to the good people of Cork, where I've made my home. So the shop has been open for how long at this point?
We just opened the last Patrick's Day.
Okay.
So the shop just like 2 months, nearly 3 months.
And what has the reaction been? Because again, Brazilian food is something we don't have a huge amount of here. So have you got a lot of, let's call them devotees, who keep coming back?
Yes. And it's actually like quite surprising for me, because I was expecting to open the shop like a really long time ago, but I was afraid of, like, we have a huge Brazilian community here. But I wasn't expecting to sell like more for Brazilian, and it's actually helping. Happened like 60% local and 40% Brazilians here.
Wow. Okay. So in other words, the good people of Cork are kind of getting into it.
Yes, I think they're people in Cork. They are quite open to try like new food and new experience. You know,
Renata, we wish you and everybody else involved in Golden Bites the best of luck. It is a beautifully vibrant yellow shop. On
Thank
a street
you.
That you might not know the name of it, but it is Kyle Street. It's between the Cold Quay and North Main Street. Renata Bertrand, thank you so much for joining us on Red Business, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, and will be a pleasure receive you, and all the people will be welcome there in the shop to try our food.
I'm coming in. I'm not going to wait too longer for this. This is something I'm going to have to probably try today.
Yes, please come to try it. People would like to have like a bit of the Brazilian vibe there. Well, that would be nice.
I could do with a little bit of that as well. Thanks, Renata.
Thank you so much.
The only show in town for Cork business. Red Business.
For the first time in the event's 30-year history, Cork is going to host the Italian Film Festival, which runs from the 19th of May to the 22nd. The full lineup for the festival is going to showcase 8 films altogether. Marco Giacchini is the director of the Italian Cultural Institute of Dublin. He's here to tell us all about it. Ciao, Marco.
Ciao, buongiorno, grazie.
Lovely to talk to you. Tell me a little bit about why you're bringing the festival to Cork this time around.
Actually, as you said, it's the first time in Ireland that we propose this kind of format, which is a format of festival who already runs across Europe and the world since 30 years. So So we found out that Cork, it was the right city because it has a long history of cinema itself, with Cork is hosting a lot of festivals like Cork International Film Festival, Cork French Film Festival, and so on. So thanks to the support also of the University College Cork, we could organize a great edition this year.
I have to say, I know a lot of Italian people living in Cork. Apple brought a lot of them to our shores in recent years. So you probably have got a good Italian expat audience who probably love to go and see an Italian film in a Cork cinema.
Yes, actually, we also focus on both Italian and Irish people that can to the cinema to see our movies. Of course, they are in Italian language, but with English subtitles. So we expect to have a lot of Italians going to the cinema, but also as well a lot of Irish people, friends of Italian culture, as well as friends of the cinema culture. So we have a lot of Italians who are living there, but we expect more Irish people going.
Tell us a little bit about the films that are on display, because there are some celebrated movies that people may not have heard about. So what can people expect?
Yes. If you see the title of the festival, it's a nice Italian film festival. Nice means new Italian cinema event. So it's a sort of mix of Italian first works of directors of cinema, movie directors, and also works of a very renowned director, like, for example, Ennio. Ennio will be the first and the last film displayed in screened in Ireland. And of course, it's a very the director is very well known in Ireland because it's Giuseppe Tornatore himself. So we have a mix of different kind of films. For example, we have A Perfect Stranger, which is a movie. It's not that new. It was published in 2016, but it had a lot of remakes all over the world. It had been remade more than 20 times, but not in Italian, in English language. That's why we propose it as the first opening film. Then we have a selection of new works of new directors, like Spring Ride, Calcio in Culo, or Europe, or Futura, which are showcasing different aspects of the Italian contemporary culture. For example, inclusivity, gender issues, or young people. For example, Futura is a trip around Italy interviewing young people. So it's very interesting for young Irish people to know how young Italian people they
okay,
they
and how can people get their hands on tickets, Marco, if they want to go along and see it? It's running from the 19th to the 22nd. A lot of the activity is going to be focused around the Gate Cinema. So how can people find out more about it?
So yes, the main point is the Gate Cinema, which is one of our partners of this edition. So you can buy tickets on their website of Gate Cinema Cork. And so the opening evening will be in the Gate Cinema in the screen number one, the 19th of May at 7 p.m.
Yeah, if you Google Gate Cinemas, it's cork.gatecinemas.com, and you'll find all of the details on there. Marco, wishing you and your colleagues the very best of luck. Marco Giacchini, director of the Italian Institute of Culture. Thanks for joining us, Marco.
Thank you very much, and I'll be present, of course, at the Gate Cinema. So I hope we can meet there. Okay?
Absolutely. We'll talk to you then. Thank you so much. That is it from another episode of Red Business. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, every episode is available right now from redfm.ie. Ciara McDonough was the producer, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Get the Red Business podcast every week with Jonathan Healy at redfm.ie and wherever you get your podcasts.